back on her feet. It didn't take her long to get over me. My heart's still hurting, but what's killing me? She's all right already, and I'm just a memory. There I stood with flowers in hand, hoping to dry her tears. She walked out that door with him, grinning from ear to ear. She's all right already, she's back on her feet. It didn't take her long to get over me. My heart, what's killing me? She's all right already, and I'm just a memory.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Senate Democrats meet behind closed doors today to discuss next steps for President Biden's reelection effort. Separately, the president's physician released a letter last night aimed at answering reporters' questions about a Parkinson's disease specialist who visited the White House 8 times in 8 months.
Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the chief executive's physician, said Dr. Kevin Kennard examined President Biden for his annual physicals. O'Connor says exam results were made public each time and there's no signs of Parkinson's. Dr. O'Connor says Dr. Kennard and the president gave permission late Monday to release the information. O'Connor says Kennard has been to the White House dozens of times and holds regular neurology clinics for thousands of active duty service members assigned there.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Nearly 2 million Houston area homes and businesses with no electric power after now Tropical Storm Beryl, which is raining itself out over the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys. This is ABC.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, August milk up 28 to 2041, September up 18 to 2068, October up 11 to 2050, and November up 5 to 2005. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 3 3/4 to 194, 40 pound blocks up 6 to 196, 1 trade a barrel, 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 0.25 to 313, 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.25 to 118 1/4, 3 trades on the day. Dry whey down 3/4 to 48 1/2, 1 trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower. Live cattle was lower as the trade tries to grasp what fed cattle demand will look like this week and if box beef prices will continue to see the tremendous support as in the past month or so. Feeder cattle mostly lower as well as the trade is hesitant to support the feeder cattle market as long as live cattle continues to trade lower. Hog markets mostly lower as the market looks for demand, but at this point, coming up short, lower pork cutout values also pressuring most of the contracts. August live cattle down 207 to 184.35. August feeder cattle down 230 to 259.17. July hogs down 20 cents to 89.67. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, wheat all sharply lower with a broad risk-off type of trade to start the week. Warmer weather is expected for much of the corn belt with moisture looking to remain near average for most. That will help the corn and soybean crops, thus pressuring future prices. Wheat markets also lower on continued harvest pressure. Also, Matif wheat prices saw broad selling as well. July corn down 15 1/2 to 395 3/4. New crop down 16 1/4 to 407 3/4. July beans down 14 1/4 to 1174 1/4. New crop down 30 1/4 to 1099 1/2. July wheat down 19 1/4 to 553. Minneapolis wheat September down 15 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 341, August 341, September 341, new crop 353. Cash beans at 1089, new crop 1020. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 368 1/4, August 363 1/4, September 358 1/4, new crop 362 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 371, August 368, new crop 363. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn 343, new crop 352. Cash beans 1097, new crop at 1024. Allied Cooperative, Blair, cash corn 355, new crop 358. Cash beans 1092, new crop at 1014. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 376, August 368, new crop 362, cash beans 1132, August 1121, new crop 1040. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn 343, new crop 352, cash beans 1104, new crop 1027. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 181 to 200, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 184, market cows 112 to 139, bulls 134 to 165, calves 270 to 940, beef steers 167 to 435, Holstein steers 190 to 335. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 105 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 220 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and again tomorrow. Otherwise, today, partly to mostly cloudy, high of 81. Tonight, down to 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80. And we're going to keep warming it up. We're talking upper 80s, maybe even 90 by the weekend. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
There's a sad young wife, never had a life. Her mother said she married young, and her husband's a fool, never listened to all the things she's never done. So she packs up that old Ford Fairlane. She's had about all she can bear. A suitcase of hope and a heartbreak. She's gonna find it all somewhere on the road where the night is black. On the road where you don't look back. There's a white line in the distance. Where it's going, nobody knows. If it's anywhere you find it, on the road. There's a teenage kid, no matter what he did, nobody ever. Had enough, can't be his daddy's little man. So he pulls out that hot rod Chevy, puts in his favorite cassette. He ain't going to no college. The world is waiting up ahead on the road. Shut his life down. So he takes out that old Airstream. They don't know where they're bound. 65 years and still searching for something that they never.
one more kiss, she'll have to miss this night with you. Now you're guilty of this secret love, as I am too. You're getting used to telling lies, feeling sorry when she cries. Now that the strings are attached, she'll catch on. We've done our part. Oh, and this is the way we make a broken heart. Lesson number one, we've just begun to hurt her soul. And with lesson two, she'll long for you when lights are low. And we get to lesson three, when she gets down on her knees, begs you to stop at the door just before she comes apart. Oh, this is the way we make a broken heart. Now we've laid a trail of tears for her to follow, and we find somebody new, and he'll likely hurt her too. 'Cause there must be millions just like you and me, practiced in the art. Oh, this is the way we make a broken heart.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. 3 miles of cars laying on their horns, falling on deaf ears of corn, lined up behind me like a big parade. Of late to work, road rage jerk, shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on a state payroll, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been no bumper crop.
interstate. Otherwise, sit tight and be nice, and quit your honking at me that way. 'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugging like a lug at 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadlines, but cussing me won't save you no time, horse. This big wheel wide load. Tractor, 'cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got two boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chug-a-lug-a-lugging 5 miles an hour on my International Harvester.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Craig Morgan, International Harvester, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Areas of fog across the region this morning. We do have temperatures in the 60s, low 80s expected, but another day like yesterday where we could have some scattered showers and thunderstorms at times as well. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next, talking with Jerry Clark from the UW Extension Service in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties. Had a chance to talk with Jerry yesterday during the media day for Farm Technology Days. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The choppiness is likely to continue for Class 3 milk futures. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Class 3 milk market has experienced significant volatility recently, with prices fluctuating and market participants looking for clear direction. Kathleen Wolfley, an agriculture broker with Ever.ag, provides some insight into the current dynamics and the future outlook for Class 3 milk.
I think that's a really great point around searching for direction. We've kind of seen a lot of choppiness in the marketplace in the last couple weeks, with hitting new life of contract highs in the second half futures market 2 weeks ago, and then seeing a bit of retracement last week down to pricing that we were trading in late May. And we're back into talking 20-ish dollar milk on average for the second half of 2024, and that's for class three in particular.
She says domestic demand has remained strong.
At the same time, demand here in the domestic market has been pretty good. Promotional activity has been helpful, so that's been good for helping to move a little bit more product into consumer hands. But I think that there's also a question around what does export demand look like into the second half, particularly at these $190 to $2-ish futures prices into the second half of 2024. Those are probably not all that competitive values for an international buyer that's looking at U.S. prices, European prices, New Zealand prices, and trying to decide where they're going to buy their cheese from next.
She does, though, expect the choppiness in the marketplace to continue.
So I think that the market is trying to weigh all those factors. Uncertainty around milk production, what seems to be a pretty good recovery in domestic demand, though lingering questions around its sustainability, and uncertainty around what the export front is going to look like. So I suspect we're probably in this position where the market could stay in a fairly choppy position, just searching for that direction of what's going to be the leading factor.
Kathleen Wolfley from Ever.ag. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show hair growth is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using hair growth saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try hair growth today to feel and look your best. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Growth by New Nordic at NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and again tomorrow. Otherwise, today, partly to mostly cloudy, high of 81. Tonight, down to 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80. And we're going to keep warming it up. We're talking upper 80s, maybe even 90 by the weekend. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
About it all the time. way that you smile without meaning to. I'm just a man, I can't deny. I think about it all the time. I'm just a man, I can't deny. I think about it all the time. Oh yeah.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. John Barry, I think about it all the time here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s across the region. We do have, however, some fog in the area. Please drive with extra caution. Cornell researchers are testing an ecological tool in the fight to control weeds and silage soybeans and corn fields, adding carbon to the soil with sawdust and rye hay. The study found that sawdust controlled weeds well in soybean fields, but not as well in corn fields. Sawdust offers an eco-friendly alternative to conventional methods for controlling weeds, such as tilling and herbicides, which each which have their own downsides. Meanwhile, they also used rye hay as well, and they found that soil microorganisms are the key to suppressing weeds when adding carbon. They eat the carbon and use it to grow, and when they do, they scavenge more for nitrogen, which plants need to grow. And by immobilizing nitrogen and keeping it from plants, microbes help suppress the weeds. Interesting. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Last Tuesday, regulators at OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, announced a new regulatory proposal designed to protect workers from extreme heat, and the regulations could bring changes to farms across the country. I'll have more after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
1 week ago, OSHA proposed its first federal safety standard for excessive heat, which they say impacts more than 105,000 farms or related agribusinesses across the country. The proposal introduces new requirements for rest breaks, water availability, and access to shade, with stricter regulations kicking in as the temperatures rise. Regulators say these rules aim to protect the nearly 1.25 million farm and ag processing workers, and this proposed rule has been in the works for several years. The rule mandates employers develop a heat injury and illness prevention plan, or HIP, and monitor heat conditions for workers. At 90 degrees Fahrenheit, for example, mandatory rest breaks every 2 hours would be required. Training on heat risks for supervisors and employees would become mandatory. For agriculture, the rule is expected to have the biggest impact on the processing side, with meat packers, dairy processors, and fruit and vegetable farms all potentially seeing changes to their workday scheduling. Cattle feedlots and orchards are also likely to see increased oversight if the rule is finalized, though the majority of grain and livestock farms would be exempted from the rules due to congressional budget restraints limiting coverage to 10 employees or more. The financial impact of these changing regulations remains a concern for the industry, with compliance costs estimated at nearly $65 million for the grain and livestock industries. And don't let anyone tell you the government can't do public relations. Last week, when OSHA released the text of this new rule, nearly half of all Americans were under some type of heat advisory or warning. And the agency said that, on average, 40 workers die each year from heat stress. Now, this rule isn't final yet. Currently, it's in a 120-day comment period. This rulemaking has been in development for quite some time, and farm groups have been asked to weigh in, with the American Farm Bureau Federation emphasizing that a one-size-fits-all regulation won't work. I'll be back with more after this.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Yes, if you have more than 10 employees on your operation and they work outside in the summer heat, you better be reading up on the new heat protection regulations from OSHA. As of now, they're set to be finalized by mid-November, but comments are open until then. You can read the full text in the Federal Register at federalregister.gov. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Flex your ruggedness in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek. Take on those big bad trails with big bad 18-inch beadlock style wheels with all-terrain tires.
Obstacles? What obstacles? Rock Creek trim, exclusive extra ground clearance, easily maneuvers over uneven terrain.
From rocky trails and muddy paths to sandy dunes and snowy roads, there's plenty of places to show off this SUV.
Find your path in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Lying on the bank of the river, stars are dancing.
say somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street, for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds,
too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
He was an old-time cowboy, don't you understand? His eyes were sharp as razor blades, his face was leather tan. His toes were pointed inward from a hanging on a horse. He was an old philosopher, of course. He was so thin, I swear you could have used him for a whip. He had to drink a beer to keep his britches on his hips. I knew I had to ask him about the mysteries of life. He spit between his boots and he replied, "It's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money." He smiled and all his teeth were covered with tobacco stains. He said it don't do men no good to pray for peace and rain. Peace and rain is just a way to save prosperity, and buffalo chips is all it means to me. I told him I was a poet, I was looking for the truth. I do not care for horses, whiskey, women, or the loot. I said I was a writer, my soul was all on fire. He looked at me and he said, "You are a liar. Son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, and more money." Well, I was disillusioned, if I say the least.
I grabbed him by the collar and I jerked him to his feet. There was something cold and shiny laying by my head, so I started to believe the things he said. Well, my poet days are over and I'm back to being me. As I enjoy the peace and comfort of reality, if my boy ever asks me what it is that I have learned, I think that I will readily affirm. Son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Marquis Energy in Nisida has merged with United Cooperative. That sale took effect as of May 31st. The Nisida facility, which produces 36 million bushels of regionally grown corn annually, is a vital asset to the community's agriculture landscape. With an annual production capacity of 100 million gallons of ethanol, along with DDGs, high-protein animal feed, and corn oil, the facility plays a vital role in supporting regional economies and meeting market demand. The ethanol facility employs more than 50 staff members and will continue to provide market access and service within the trade territory. The name of the facility has been changed to United Energy Nisida. Public health officials in Colorado announced last week that an adult male had tested positive for avian flu. Farm Policy News says the man reported mild symptoms from the infection, including pink eye. The man is a dairy farm employee, was exposed to infected cattle and recovered after antiviral treatment. Since avian influenza was first confirmed in cattle in March, the Colorado man became the fourth reported case of human infection. The other three people who tested positive also worked on a dairy farm and successfully recovered. Colorado newspapers report the state now has the largest outbreak of the H5N1 virus among dairy cattle in the country. Colorado had more cases in the past month than any other state. The latest federal and state data says Colorado has identified 26 herds so far with the cases of the H5N1 virus. Of those, 22 were identified within the last month and are still in quarantine. Wisconsin had 3 days suitable for field work for the week ending July 7th, according to USDA. More rain fell throughout the state this past week, limiting field work, particularly late in the week. Reports indicate farmers are weighing options for the remaining unplanted cropland. Corn emergence was nearly complete with the first reports of silking being received. Now, corn condition was rated at 62% good to excellent. Soybean blooming, 22%, and soybean condition was at 60% good to excellent. 84% of the oat crop had been headed, and oat condition was decreased by 2 percentage points to 78% good to excellent. Winter wheat coloring at 90% complete. Winter wheat condition decreased to 81% good to excellent. Second cutting of alfalfa hay was at 45% complete. And potato conditions increased to 90% good to excellent. That was up 2 percentage points from the prior week. Summit Carbon Solutions received approval from the Iowa state regulators for its carbon dioxide pipeline system it wants to build in that state. Summit now wants to move forward with expansion requests for that system beginning in late August. Documents filed with the Iowa Utilities Commission show proposed public informational meeting dates for 23 counties that would take about 4 weeks to complete. The first meeting would be August 26th. The company must hold those meetings in the affected counties before it can negotiate with landowners for easements and file petitions for permits to build the extensions. The 14 proposed offshoots to additional ethanol plants from Summit's initial proposal would increase the system in Iowa by about 341 miles or 50%. Summit says, though, it can't start laying pipe in Iowa until it obtains its permits in the Dakotas. The Penn State University Extension Service will hold a webinar titled Communicating with Farmers Under Stress. The event is aimed at helping participants learn the signs of stress and how to help. It's scheduled for 10 a.m. to noon on August 6th. The program is designed for agriculture industry professionals, loan officers, family members of farmers, and concerned citizens. The session will cover how to communicate and respond to farmers and their family members when they need assistance. The webinar will help participants learn to build awareness of the stressors affecting farmers and their families, and to recognize the signs and symptoms of anxiety and warning signs of suicide. The webinar is free, but attendees must register before the webinar starts. Now, for more information, call 877-345-0691. That's 877-345-0691. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside who really did all the work. Let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and again tomorrow. Otherwise, today, partly to mostly cloudy, high of 81. Tonight, down to 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80. And we're going to keep warming it up. We're talking upper 80s, maybe even 90 by the weekend. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Even when the chips are down, to win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's 10 the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I bet it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table, and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's your only game I know to play, it doesn't matter anyway. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I did it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you've got nothing but time. Chance to run.